Hey, good week day, everybody. Welcome to a midsummer version of Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who are responsible for feeding so much of the world, our South Dakota ranchers and farmers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. As a listener probably knows by now, I always enjoy my visits with farm friends and usually come away with some bit of wisdom that I had not thought about. Sometimes it takes this old stockyards guy a few weeks for a comment to sink in, but it usually does. A year ago, when our region was dealing with a disaster of heavy rains and standing water, a good friend of mine from all South Dakota made the following comment. I think it's the reason that food production can sometimes be such a challenge. We're talking about commodity prices and fuel and rent and other farming factors when this young fella, and young he is, said, you know, we have become pretty darn good at dealing with the price we receive for what we produce and even to some extent the cost of production. That having been said, we still don't know how to make it rain nor how to make it stop. I think that says so much about one of the major challenges of producing crops or livestock, and boy, the last couple of years have certainly demonstrated that in spades. I should mention that one of the reasons for this radio effort is to provide a bit of information and maybe even education to those who know little about agriculture. Sometimes those of us who worry about a brown lawn or tomato plant forget that so often the very existence of those who produce our food rests with the good Lord. Just as simple as that. As long as I'm in the consumer information mode, let's remind all of us that South Dakota's farmers and ranchers are helping feed the world's 7 billion people. They do that by raising 83% more corn on 37% less land, which results in enough food per farmer for 155 people. And I better not forget that all of this is done while taking care of the soil, water, air, and wildlife. That's something for which we can be darn proud. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, say a prayer for timely rains, be safe in your summer work, and thanks a bunch for what you do.